Welcome back into J98 as we continue our Dream Team interview coverage here. And we're switching gears over to boys soccer. We got senior Jason Rothweiler from St. Pius High School. Jason, how are we doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
And Jason, obviously a Dream Teamer this year on the soccer field, one of the best soccer players in the listening area. When you found out that the coaches had selected you, that must have been pretty humbling for you, huh?
Yes, sir. I was really ecstatic whenever I heard about it.
Awesome. How did you hear about it? Did you get a text from coach? Did you hear it from a friend? Were you listening to the show? Were you tagged on Twitter?
It was all pretty quick for me to hear about it. I think I saw it on Twitter one day, and then I just got bombarded with a bunch of congratulations that I didn't know about. So.
Awesome. And then, obviously, you guys put together a great season on the field this year over at St. Pius, winning the district championship. When you look back on this year, what types of things do you think allowed you guys to click and have the success that you did?
Honestly, we were just a bunch of friends having fun on the field, and I know that's cliche to say, and everyone will probably think that hearing it, but, I mean, we all just loved each other. We all knew how we played together on the field, and, I mean, we had a great defense that didn't let a whole bunch of goals in, and we had a good offense that could score a bunch of goals too, so it all just went well for us.
Awesome. And then Jason, for you, you're a big focal point as well. I think led the team in assists up there on the goals and side of it on that as well. What types of things do you look for when you're playing out there on the field?
My kind of style that I play really relies on my teammates, so I had a bunch of great guys in the middle that I could pass and move with. And, I mean, if we just saw the right opportunities, we could definitely make something of it. So.
Awesome, awesome. And you talked about how close you guys all were and how you guys were all friends and whatnot. Has that been the case for you guys the last couple of years that you've been playing, or was it something where you guys really grew with each other and it kind of broke out this year?
No, I mean, we've been friends for a while, but I mean, especially this year being a senior, you got to make the most of your last year. And I think being the outgoing guy that I am, I just really, really branched out to those kids and we all just became really close.
Awesome. Did you kind of take on a little bit of a leadership role and whatnot?
I tried my best, yeah.
When you look back at your time with St. Pius Soccer and whatnot, what are going to be your best memories?
It's definitely going to be this year whenever we beat Perryville and Cape Notre Dame. I mean, we haven't beat them, either of them, really, in quite a while. And to beat both of them to win a district title, it's definitely something that I'm going to remember for a really long time.
That's great. That's great. And then, Jason, for you, obviously you mentioned you are a senior this year. So have you put any thought into what your plans are going to be next year?
Yeah, I was thinking about going to university for a while, but in school, I'm doing the A-plus program, so I'm thinking about either Jefferson College or St. Charles Community College. So we're hoping.
Not a bad idea at all there. What intrigues you about St. Charles?
I really liked the campus. It had a university feel. I also know a couple buddies on my club team that are thinking about going there, so that'd be pretty cool to play with them.
Awesome. Okay, so you're going to try to play soccer up there?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh, okay, right on. So soccer is in the cards for you in the future then, huh?
Yeah, it is.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Have you thought about what you want to study with it as well?
I have several ideas. I'm undeclared, though, so I'm thinking somewhere along the lines of business or I don't know.
Yeah, hey, you still got a little bit of time to think about it, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Jason, is there anybody you'd like to thank or anything else you'd like to say along the way as part of being a Dream Team member?
I mean, yeah, I have countless number of people to thank. I mean, my parents obviously have been there from the beginning, supporting me and pushing me. My brother's involved in that as well. And honestly, I just want to thank like every single person that's been on my team this year and in the past years at Pius. I mean, especially this year. I mean, we've accomplished so much together, and I see those guys every day, but I'm sure they don't hear thank yous enough. So definitely them. And, of course, my head coach, Mr. Smith, he's been one of my best coaches that I've ever had and also a great person to look up to. So big shout-out to him.
Awesome, Jason. Well, hey, we appreciate you taking some time to speak with us here about being a J98 Regional Radio Dream Teamer.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir.
That's St. Pius Lancer senior Jason Rothweiler, part of the boys' soccer team, the district champion St. Pius Lancers, I should say, joining us here on J98 as we continue our Dream Team interview coverage. Of course, stay tuned right here to J98 as we continue giving you more and more interview access to all of our Fall 2017 Regional Radio Dream Teamers.